And then God transferred him. The word of the Lord came unto him, that's verse 8, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. She said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse, and behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah told her, said, well, you go in and fix it. You're not going to die. And you know that Elijah and that woman stuck their head down in that empty flour barrel every day and sang the doxology. And God sustained them out of an empty flour barrel. Listen to verse 14. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And so they just sang the doxology every day. And that barrel was as fertile as the plains of Canada and the cornfields of Iowa. And that's another great lesson, one you and I need to learn. We're an empty flour barrel. I hear so much today about consecration and give your talents to the Lord. My friend, you and I haven't anything to offer God. There was a wedding in Cana, Galilee. What was the most important thing in a wedding? The bride's dress? Not in this. There was some empty water crocks there. The Lord filled them with water, and then he was able to serve the guests a delicious refreshment. My friend, may I say to you, you and I are an empty flour barrel, an empty water crock. It's not until the water of life and the bread of life has been put in us. Believe me, today we are having spiritual floor shows in our churches, and we have a church and religious nightclub and so many, and there's no more spiritual life than there's in a Rose Bowl game in Pasadena. There's more enthusiasm in a larger crowd, and some of these church meetings are pretty sad and silly, if you ask me. We're an empty flour barrel, friends. And then there's something else there. Remember, the widow's son died. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there's no breath left in him. He died. And what did Elijah do? Well, he took the body and made contact with that body. And he did it three times. There's a great principle there, and that's the principle of resurrection. Verse 19, he said unto her, give me thy son. He took him out of her bosom, carried him up to a loft where he abode, laid him on his own bed, and he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times, cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. Now here you have a resurrection. It's a great principle. Three times he did it. And it's contact with life. And friends, today Christianity is contact with Jesus Christ. And if it's not that, it's as dead as a dodo bird. You and I need to recognize that this is one of the great miracles of Scripture. The soul of the child came into him again and he revived. And you and I are dead body. We're lost sinners, dead in trespasses and sin. And if we then be crucified with Christ, and we can say, I'm crucified with Christ, 1900 years ago he died, and we died with him. Now we're joined to the living Christ today. And my friend, if we're not joined to him, we're nothing. Now Elijah is to learn a great lesson. Elijah is a dried up brook. He's an empty flour barrel. He's a dead body. But God can use him when we recognize that. Luther put it like this, that God creates out of nothing. Until a man recognizes he's nothing, God can do nothing with him. And that's the problem with the great many today. We're too strong. We got too much ability. God can't use us.